the Trump Party. It's months from the conventions, but if today is any indication, the results are all but guaranteed. No matter the results of the election, the impact on the Republican Party is clear. After years of playing with its southern strategy, the party has been colonized by a northern real estate magnate, Donald J. Trump. Loud, bombastic, boastful, narrow-minded, bigoted, and vain, Trump now epitomizes the party. The party faithful have worshipped at the steps of the Chamber of Commerce and genuflected before the big bell on Wall Street. It's only natural that they would bow in the presence of a billionaire, Donald Trump. It has become, in essence, the party of business, and in furtherance thereof, it has turned a blind eye to the pains and needs of the poor and the dispossessed. It was not always so. It was the 1870s when the spirit of Lincoln animated the party. Its most loyal voter was the newly emancipated black people. Wives tossed their husbands out of their homes if they dared vote Democratic. But the Republicans, in their not-so-great compromise of the 1870s, supported Rutherford B. Hayes for president, who announced a let-it-alone policy allowing racist Southern forces to attack at will black voters. Black troops were removed from the South and incidentally marched to the West to fight Indians, and black Republicans were left to the tender mercies of the terrorists, groups like the Ku Klux Klan. That betrayal burned in black Americans for decades. In the 60s, the time of the Civil Rights Movement and the Black Liberation Movement, the Republicans once again turned their backs on blacks and waged a Southern strategy, an appeal to white nationalism, xenophobia, and anti-blackness. Donald J. Trump is the logical development of that process. Loud, bombastic, bullying, racist, he is the very embodiment of the so-called conservative movement. He is more. He has become the Republican Party, and Lincoln has left the building. He is the true leader of the newest version of the grand old party, the Trump Party. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.